Welcome back, and kudos for diving into the Instructional Leadership Challenge. In this section, I'm going to share with you the High Performance Instructional Leadership Roadmap, which will give you a vision for how everything in the challenge fits together. The roadmap has 6 stages, and while we aren't going to cover every aspect of every stage in the challenge, I did want to give you a very clear sense of where we're going with this, so you can decide where to focus. The 6 stages are productivity, walkthroughs, conversations, framework, 500 classrooms, and high performance instructional leadership. In the productivity stage, module 1 of the challenge, your focus is on getting current on your work so it's not overwhelming you and keeping you out of classrooms. I'll have a lot of practical strategies for you in this module. In the walkthroughs stage, module 2, your focus is on getting into classrooms. I'll take you through a process for getting started with informal classroom visits in a doable way that doesn't make your teachers panic, so you can start to build a daily habit of visiting classrooms. In module 3, the conversation stage, your focus is on getting into feedback conversations with teachers. Honestly, most people are making this way harder than it needs to be, so we're going to dramatically simplify this process so it's something you and teachers actually look forward to rather than dread. In module 4, the framework stage, your focus is on getting aligned and specific. We're going to identify the shared expectations and specific language that you use in your school to talk about teaching. That's going to make your evidence collection and your conversations with teachers much, much more powerful. It's also going to make your annual evaluations almost write themselves. Then in the 500 classroom stage, your focus is on getting consistent and impactful. Once you get firing on all cylinders, visiting classrooms and talking with teachers every single day, you'll start to see the impact you're having. Finally, in the high performance instructional leadership stage, your focus is on getting strategic, so you can link what you're seeing in the classroom to your bigger school improvement goals, and so you can make the right decisions on behalf of your students. So that's the vision and the game plan. It's our mission at the Principal Center to help you confidently get into classrooms every day, have feedback conversations that change teacher practice, and identify your best opportunities for school improvement. Your first action task is to read the article I've linked below entitled How Instructional Leaders Change Teacher Practice. In this article, I share 3 roles you can play to improve teaching and learning, so you can differentiate your approach based on what each teacher needs. Go ahead and spend a few minutes reading that article now, or if you don't have time to read it now, just print it out and keep it handy. And yes, I know it'll take a few sheets of paper, but I promise it'll be worth it. And if your desk is already overflowing with paper, don't worry. I'm going to give you my best strategies for getting it under control in our first module. So when you're ready, go ahead and start on module 1 of the Instructional Leadership Challenge, where we'll talk about getting current so you can confidently get into classrooms. I'm Justin Bader, and I want to thank you again for joining me on this journey.